For purposes of understanding modern human impacts on the Australian environment, three features of that environment are particularly important: Australian soils, availability of fresh water, and distances, both within Australia and also between Australia and its overseas trading partners and potential enemies. When one starts to think of Australian environmental problems, the first thing that comes to mind is its water shortage and deserts. In fact, Australia's soils have caused even bigger problems than has its water availability. Australia is the most unproductive continent, the one whose soils have on the average the lowest nutrient levels, the lowest plant growth rates, and the lowest productivity. That's because Australian soils are mostly so old that they have become leached of their nutrients by rain over the course of billions of years. Soils that have been leached of nutrients can have their nutrient levels renewed by three major processes, all of which have been deficient in Australia compared to other continents. First, nutrients can be renewed by volcanic eruptions, spewing fresh material from within the earth onto the earth's surface. Only a few small areas of eastern Australia have had volcanic activity within the last 100 million years. Second, advances and retreats of glaciers redeposit the Earth's crust, and those soils redeposited tend to be fertile. Less than 1% of the Australian mainland has been glaciated within the last 1 million years. Just about 20 square miles, plus 1,000 square miles of the offshore island of Tasmania. Finally, slow uplift of crust also brings up new soils. However, only a few small areas of Australia have been uplifted within the last 100 million years. Those small fractions of the Australian landscape that have recently had their soils renewed by volcanism, glaciation, or uplift contribute disproportionately to modern Australia's agricultural productivity. The low average productivity of Australian soils has had major economic consequences for Australian agriculture, forestry, and fisheries. Such nutrients as were present at the onset of European agriculture quickly became exhausted. Thereafter, nutrients have had to be supplied artificially in the form of fertilizer, thus increasing agricultural production costs compared to those in more fertile soils overseas. Low soil productivity means low growth rates and low average yields of crops. Hence, a larger area of land has to be cultivated in Australia than elsewhere to obtain equivalent crop yields, so that fuel costs for agricultural machinery also tend to be relatively high. An extreme case of infertile soils occurs in southwestern Australia, Australia's so-called wheat belt, and one of its most valuable agricultural areas, where wheat is grown on sandy soils leached of nutrients, and essentially all nutrients must be added artificially as fertilizer. As a result of the extra expenses for Australian agriculture, Australian farmers sometimes cannot compete against overseas growers. For example, with modern globalization, it is cheaper to grow oranges in Brazil and ship the resulting orange juice concentrate 8,000 miles to Australia than to buy orange juice produced from Australian citrus trees. The same is true of Canadian pork and bacon compared to their Australian equivalents. Only in some specialized niche markets, that is, crops and animal products with high added value beyond ordinary growing costs, such as wine, can Australian farmers compete successfully in overseas markets. A second economic consequence of low Australian soil productivity involves agroforestry. In Australian forests, most of the nutrients are actually in the trees themselves, not in the soils. Hence, when the native forests have been cut down, and when modern Australians had either logged the regrowing natural forests or invested in agroforestry by establishing tree plantations, tree growth rates have been low in Australia compared to those in other timber-producing countries. The third consequence surprised me. One doesn't immediately think of fisheries as dependent on soil productivity. However, all of the nutrients in rivers, and at least some of those in oceans near the coastline, come from the soils drained by the rivers and then carried out into the ocean. Hence, Australia's rivers and coastal waters are also relatively unproductive, with the result that Australia's fisheries have been quickly mined. One Australian marine fishery after another has been overfished to the point of becoming uneconomic, often within just a few years of the fishery's discovery. Today, out of the nearly 200 countries in the world, Australia has the third largest exclusive marine zone surrounding it, but it ranks only 55th among the world's countries in the value of its marine fisheries, while the value of its freshwater fisheries is now negligible. A further feature of Australia's low soil productivity is that the problem was not perceptible to the first European settlers. Instead, they were deceived by appearances into thinking that the land was highly productive. But after loggers had removed the first standing crop of trees, and after sheep had grazed the standing crop of grass, the settlers were surprised to discover that trees and grass grew back very slowly, that the land was agriculturally uneconomic, and that in many areas it had to be abandoned after farmers and pastoralists had made big capital investments in building homes, fences, and buildings, and making other agricultural improvements. All those economic problems of Australian agriculture, forestry, fisheries, and failed land development are consequences of the low productivity of Australian soils. The other big problem of Australia's soils is that in many areas they are not only low in nutrients, but also high in salt. Some Australian soils contain more than 200 pounds of salt per square yard of surface area. Just as Australia's first farmers, without modern analysis of soil chemistry, could not be aware of the nutrient poverty of Australian soils, they similarly could not be aware of all that salt in the ground.